Locker Room Chats here on KNZA, continuing here tonight, getting you set for week 5 of high school football on Friday night. We're talking with Jeff West, football coach Jeff Schwinn. It's brought to you by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. The Tigers, a big win last week against the rival in Hiawatha. Coach, a low-scoring game and a lot to dissect, but your team, homecoming night, Osiris Unruh named the king, and a lot of festivities going into it, but the most important aspect was your team got a win. 12-7, the final score. The initial thoughts on your team's victory last Friday night.
Definitely was quite a week, just getting back into this whole swing of things and realizing what homecoming week actually is. So we had a good week of preparation, and congratulations to Osiris on being crowned king. But the game itself was very, very physical, and you know, that we knew that it was going to be a four-quarter battle with Hiawatha, and you know, it was defensive struggles back and forth, and you know, it would came out in the end.
Yeah, it was right out the gate. You guys score 3 minutes into the game, and I want to get your thought on that big play in a moment, but you guys score right away. Hiawatha gets it for a first time, a little more methodical down the field. They take about 6-7 minutes off the clock, and you know, they score. So both teams score on the opening drive, and it appears we got a shootout on our hands. Well, that's where things kind of fell apart on both sides. You know, there were some turnovers, some punts, you know, certainly defenses I think you can credit on both sides for maybe some of the offensive issues there. But I guess in terms of scoring right away and then just everything kind of coming to a complete halt for a while, what's that kind of like in terms of adjusting and just kind of playing through some things like that?
Yeah, there were some things that happened throughout the course of the game that you know, set us back on our heels a little bit more than what we need to. We need to be more effective on first and second down, putting ourselves in a better situation on third down and being able to convert. But at the same time, you know, that's the name of the game. You're going to have the ups and downs, and you have to be able to have the composure to push through that. And I think, you know, by the end of the game, we were able to come to our senses and finally finish it well.
Yeah, that first drive, 3rd and 13 at midfield. Did you see anything specific? Were you trying to take a shot? Was that kind of the ultimate goal? It was a 50-yard pass to Creighton Holman on that opening drive at midfield on 3rd and long when a penalty or two kind of set you back. Did you see something with the Hiawatha defense that allowed you to make that big play early?
Well, it was a great play made by those two young guys, and good protection for Brixton to get the ball out. Creighton went up and got it. So, yeah, we, you know, the scouting report showed that we were able to run that specific play. And to be honest with you, it wasn't executed perfectly. We had a route go a different way than what we normally do. So you almost say, well, heck, that's a pretty good play right there. Maybe we put that in. But, you know, again, it just goes back to the players making plays, and that's what Bricks and Creighton were able to do there.
Yeah, and then Creighton, again, essentially the game-winning touchdown early in the fourth quarter. Take us through this scenario. 4th and goal, inside the 5, kind of a botch play. Ball lands on the turf. Redhawks probably think they get the stop that they need, but just sometimes the ball has to fall your way. And for Creighton Holman, he was just kind of right place, right time, picked it up, and is able to scamper in from a couple yards out. Just what's going through your mind kind of watching that play developing and ultimately the touchdown, which turned out to be the difference in the game?
Well, we figured that the 1 yard line, we'd try to go ahead and sneak the ball in. And we had an errant snap, or we weren't able to get the exchange there. Brixton picked it up and tried to make a play out of it and tried to get it actually tossed to Brody Thielen. And then ball ends up on the ground, and Creighton's able to scoop and score that, I guess. So quite a crazy way to end the ball game, but we were very fortunate that it did.
And a big bounce-back win after the tough loss against St. Mary's. Tigers at 3-1. They get the Holton Wildcats this week, another 3-1 team. Huge district matchup. We'll talk about it with the coach after a timeout here on KNZA. We got a few more minutes here with Jefferson West football coach Jeff Schwinn. Our locker room chat this week brought to you by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. The Tigers, after a 12-7 win last Friday night at home, homecoming night against Hiawatha, they go on the road taking on a Holton Wildcats team. After a season-opening loss for them, they have won now 3 consecutive games, both teams at 3-1. This game will be on the Holton Channel, of course, but boy, this rushing attack, you know, it's deadly, and it certainly has its challenges in terms of defending it. They have been so good, over 400-plus yards. just constantly moving. That's what they're averaging in terms of their rushing attack. But they got big offensive linemen. They're just fundamentally sound, good running backs. The challenges and just the overall grand scheme of trying to defend this Houlton offense.
Well, you said it all right there. They have great size. They put up big numbers, and they've got a very good running back and quarterback that are that can be elusive. Their scheme, and Coach Bart has been there for quite a while, and that program has been at the top year in and year out. He does a great job, and their discipline and what they do, being able to run the football the way they do and sticking to it. Is very impressive, and they do. They come straight at you, and then you have to be option sound, and that's one thing that it demands you to be disciplined yourselves, and have good eyes, be able to recognize and take care of your responsibilities. So we've got to be option sound. We've got to be able to tackle well. Number 22 downhill, we've got to be able to make good tackles on him and the rest of them as well. And we've got to make sure that we're going to be able to take away the big play, because as soon as our eyes go bad, that big play can pop. So we've just got to have everybody on the same page, be option responsible and tackle well.
Is this the most challenging prep week with that offense in terms of like getting your defense ready and just kind of simulating what you're going to see on Friday night? And maybe, and correct me if I'm wrong, it could be another way around, but I just feel like anytime you have Houlton on your schedule, I feel like it might be the toughest week of practice in terms of preparation, just because it's so hard to stop.
It is very difficult to prepare for, and the fact that we don't have their offensive linemen. We've got our work team linemen, and we take the ball out of it to where we're just trying to tackle each of those ball carriers, and again work on having the good eyes and being able to take care of our responsibilities within the option game. So it is a challenge, and we're just working through it. I think the kids are doing a very good job of it this week.
Well, we're excited to see this one play out on Friday night. Just give us a few keys to victory, Coach.
Well, again, just going back to defensively for us, we have to be option responsible. We've got to tackle well, and we've got to get them into third down and long situations. If they're able to turn out 4 or 5 yards each play, as they've done throughout this season, it can be a long night. So we're going to have to get them into a third down and long situation. And we need to win the turnover battle. We've got to clean things up on the offensive side, take care of the football, and execute there as well. Be better on first and second down offensively, and be more effective with that. And then third down, be more efficient in everything that we're doing as well, so we can continue to have the ball in our hands. And finally, we just have to take advantage of our opportunities and score. Whenever we have the ball, we have to continue to score. To keep up with their intensity as well.
There it is. Jefferson West football coach Jeff Schwinn, presented by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Tigers and Wildcats in Houlton on Friday night. Catch it on the Houlton channel courtesy of MSC Sports. But a battle of 3-1 teams, and one team looking to move to 2-0 in district play. Coach, can't thank you enough for the time. We always appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Brandon.